This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Top diplomats from the United States and Russia are expected to speak by phone Tuesday, a day after a heated exchange between United Nations representatives from the two countries during a UN Security Council meeting. Regarding allegations, Russia is planning a large-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine, allegations Russia denies. Tuesday's diplomatic efforts to address the crisis also include a trip by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov held face-to-face talks January 21st in Geneva, and since then the two sides have exchanged written responses in an effort to make their positions clear. Russia said a U.S. document failed to address its core security concerns, which includes its opposition to further NATO eastward expansion, especially to Ukraine. The United States, NATO, and Ukraine have all rejected that demand, considering it an unacceptable restriction on their ability to decide their own affairs. The U.S. received a Russian response letter Monday, but State Department officials declined to discuss its contents, citing a desire to keep the negotiation process private. The Taliban have arrested two journalists working for a local news channel in Afghanistan in yet another assault on dissent since the Islamic group seized power last August. The arrests come days after two women activists went missing in the capital, Kabul, amid accusations they are being held by the Taliban. Local press freedom advocates alleged Ariana TV reporters Waris Hazrat and Aslam Hijab were picked up by Taliban forces Monday afternoon while they were leaving their office for lunch in the capital. The reason for the arrest of these reporters is not yet clear, said Free Speech Hub, an independent Afghan group working for press freedom. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan demanded Tuesday the Taliban address the journalists' detention. This is VOA News. British Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab said he felt conservative lawmakers overwhelmingly support Prime Minister Boris Johnson, despite the findings of initial inquiry into partying inside Downing Street, number 10 Downing Street, during lockdown. Johnson apologized before Parliament Monday following the release of a report concluding that the parties held at the Prime Minister's official residence during the country's COVID-19 lockdown represented serious failures to observe the standards set by the government. Johnson had previously said no rules had been broken. He has dismissed calls from lawmakers, even from those in his own party, to resign. The report, conducted by senior civil servant Sue Gray, examined a series of gatherings that had been held at No. 10 Downing Street in 2020 and 2021, when much of Britain was under strict pandemic restrictions. Gray had said some of the gatherings should not have been allowed to develop as they did, and others should not have been held at all. She looked specifically at four gatherings, saying she withheld comment on 12 other events that the Metropolitan Police were investigating to determine if laws were broken. Denmark Tuesday became one of the first European Union countries to scrap most pandemic restrictions, as the Scandinavian country no longer considers COVID-19 to be a socially critical disease. Danish officials cite the nation's high vaccination rate and note that while the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is surging in Denmark, it's not placing heavy burden on the health system. The nation of 5.8 million people has in recent weeks seen more than 50,000 daily cases on average, while the number of people in hospital intensive care units has dropped. Danish Health Authority Chief Soren Brostrom told Danish television his attention was on the number of people in ICUs rather than the number of infections. He said currently 32 of the nation's COVID-19 patients are in ICUs, down from 80 just a few weeks ago. Most significantly, the nation is dropping its mandatory face mask requirement for public transportation, shops, and unseated indoor restaurant patrons. Masks are now recommended only for use in hospitals, healthcare facilities, and nursing homes. Proof of vaccination or negative COVID tests are also no longer required to enter nightclubs, cafes, party buses, or to be seated indoors at restaurants. Officials in Brazil say the death toll there rose to 24 people after massive landslides and floods in southeastern Sao Paulo state. The disaster was triggered by heavy rains that inundated Sao Paulo beginning Friday, with the heaviest damage in the cities of Arujá, Francisco Morato, Embu das Artes, and Franco de Rocha, which sustained the greatest loss of life. Sao Paulo Governor João Doria has released $2.8 million in emergency funds to help with relief and recovery efforts in southeastern Brazil, which has been deluged with heavy rains since the start of the year. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA.